police were back at a Days Inn in Charlotte on Monday, a week after the owner tried to evict occupants by shutting off utilities for a day. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
Long-term residents are still living in 16 rooms at the Days Inn on East Woodlawn Road despite the owner's efforts to shut the hotel down. CMPD officers were there as the hotel's general manager and security guards went room to room knocking on doors in this online video recorded by housing activists.
Front desk.
Activist Micah Johnson says the owner is trying to get residents to sign restrictive contracts that would limit visitors as part of an effort to get them out.
So the police were called here by the manager along with their security. They were here to evict the tenants, but apparently the CMPD told the manager that it is a civil issue and they cannot remove anyone.
Activists from several groups have been helping residents with food, cleaning, and plumbing issues. Johnson said a few residents did sign the contracts while others were waiting to talk to their lawyers. Many of these residents live at the hotel permanently, in part because they can't get or can't afford other kinds of rental housing. And now many are out of work because of business closings following government stay-home orders. The hotel manager said last week that the owner tried to shut the hotel down after the staff refused to work because of concerns over the coronavirus. He said he can't operate the hotel without help. The owners did not return phone calls seeking comment. CMPD says the officers were there as part of a routine check. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.